happy Saturday to you. And here in Ireland, we are having a lovely long bank holiday weekend. I hope it's the same where you are. And we are even more luckier to be having temperatures in the 20s for the whole weekend. So it's really great and definitely uplifts the mood for a lot of us to just look out and see sunshine and to feel heat. It's midnight here at the moment, and as I'm recording this for you, and I've just have all the windows still open in the house, and it's just fabulous. And it got me really focusing on this element of play, bringing a sense of fun, a sense of joy, to uplift our levels of energy, to our physical energy and our mental and emotional energy. And that can definitely help us create better things in our life. So about a month ago, I shared a vibrational energy chart, which kind of shows that on the Facebook group you might find, but actually I might do a little thing on it next week. But it talks about how we vibrate at a certain level. So if we're experiencing fear or anguish or anger or guilt, we vibrate at a lower level, and we can start to kind of mirror or attract things into our life at that level. And when we raise our vibration up over into the state of love and joy and fun, we start to vibrate at a higher level and start to attract better things in. So fun can come in so many different ways. What's fun for me may definitely not be fun for you, or vice versa. But it's about looking at who you're spending time with. So have you got someone you can go out and have a bit of fun with, have people over to your house, go to the theatre, go to the cinema, get out for walks, do something that lifts your energy. If you're very creative, you might like to draw, you might like to paint, you might like to write, you might like to record music or play music. You might like to also do all of these different things. And I think when we're living in such a busy world and having such busy lives, the element of play can definitely be something that gets put on the bottom of the list, if at all. We might book holidays so we know that we've got 2 weeks off or a week off, or we book these you know, a night out with friends, maybe once a month or once every 2 months for some of us. Definitely in my group of friends, you know, we do find it hard to make the time to get together. So the fun can nearly be postponed, and then you might be looking forward to it for ages, and then you have the fun and then it's postponed again. But wouldn't it be amazing if you could have an element of play and fun in your life every single day, or at least a couple of times a week? And the way you can do that is by, one, engaging in what makes you feel good, maybe having a nice bath, giving yourself a manicure, you know, getting your hair done. Sometimes even a sense of joy is, you know, decluttering and feeling that there's productivity around that. Other things, whatever works for you. So you can bring them into your everyday life in a more practical way. You can even meditate, even your subscription to It's Time For Me could be something that you find uplifting and helpful. Whatever it is, wherever you are in your life, wherever stresses may be here, whatever difficulties may be here, and especially whatever busyness you might be experiencing, you have time for play. And even that 5 minutes of play a day, if you have kids, engage in playtime with them and get back into kind of your youthful, energetic side of yourself and bring that to the forefront a little bit more. There's a beautiful angel card that I have, and it's all about playtime. And it talks about that when we are in a great place of enjoyment and having joy and vibrating at that higher energy, we can actually attract beautiful things into our life, and we start to create great things in our life. And actually our perspective on life starts to change. It goes from worrying about all of the daily stresses we have and bigger things to just feeling uplifted. Have you ever felt really, really stressed? And then you go and spend time doing something you really enjoy. Or I know for me, like in periods that have been very stressful, and maybe going out and doing something fun with family or time with a friend, maybe even having a couple of glasses of wine or whatever it is with a friend, I just feel so uplifted. And even though the stresses won't be gone the next day or a couple of days after, my energy definitely shifts. And I think we're more able to be resilient, and we're more able to cope with things when we're in a more positive vibration. So it is a long weekend here in Ireland. If it isn't where you are, it's still the weekend. And I really want you to look at what you can do to bring some play and fun into your life this week and beyond. And it doesn't have to be this pre-planned, scheduled measure in your life that's only temporary. And also what happens with that, it's kind of like going to work on a Monday And you can't wait till Friday because the weekend's going to come. And we're wishing our lives away. Can't wait for my holiday. I can't wait for this. I can't wait for that. Counting down the hours and the minutes. But what we're doing is we're missing every moment in between. So some thought for the day, really. Not an exercise to do, because hopefully bringing play and fun into your life isn't an exercise or a challenge as such. And I hope you have a really enjoyable day. And I'll connect with you tomorrow.